President Cyril Ramaphosa was before a joint sitting of Parliament on Tuesday afternoon to address members on the floods that have left at least 435 people dead and 54 missing in KwaZulu-Natal and parts of the Eastern Cape. Ramaphosa said the consequences of the floods will be felt for a long time. While many people raised questions about whether relief funds allocated will be spent effectively, the president said there are measures in place to ensure that there is no corruption or irregular spending of funds.
We have to ensure that all funds used to respond to this disaster are spent effectively. It is a great source of shame when this disaster struck, the most burning public debate was around fears that the resources allocated to respond to this disaster would be misappropriated or wasted. This shows us just how tired the people of South Africa have become of corruption. It is a stern reminder to all of government and businesses providing goods and services that the people of South Africa will not stand for acts of self-enrichment at the expense of those who have already lost. And that is why several measures are being taken to strengthen oversight and accountability. Working together with the National Treasury, the Auditor General will conduct real-time audits. Repeat, real-time audits on the Emergency Flood Relief Fund. This will provide independent assurance of whether public funds have been appropriately accounted for and were used for their intended purposes. These audits aim to prevent, to detect, and to report on the findings to ensure an immediate response to prevent leakage, potential fraud, as well as wastage. They will equip accounting officers and accounting authorities to act quickly on weaknesses in controls and prevent further losses. They will also enable immediate oversight as well as consequence management. National Treasury is also strengthening reporting requirements with respect to expenditure on disaster relief. To improve monitoring and ensure greater transparency, the details of all disaster-related procurement by public institutions will be published on the Treasury website to allow public scrutiny of these procurement transactions.
As it did in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Solidarity Fund has established an account to receive donations from organizations and individuals to assist rebuilding in affected areas. Affected individuals are receiving a social relief grant and mobile classrooms have been deployed to affected areas. Ramaphosa outlined some of the work underway to assist.
Work is also underway to identify suitable land parcels to build new houses for those who have been displaced. The province of KwaZulu-Natal has set up an online portal for businesses to report damages and is working with the National Department of Small Business Development to reprioritize resources to support small businesses that have been affected. Engineers have been deployed with several public and private entities and from a number of other provinces to assist with technical assessments of the damage to infrastructure and to advise on immediate and longer-term measures to repair and to rebuild. We will need to mobilize substantial funding within a fiscal environment that is severely constrained. We have to provide support to displaced households and rebuild roads, bridges, buildings, and other infrastructure, while at the same time sustaining expenditure measures in support of the reconstruction and recovery of our economy.
The president said he will visit the Eastern Cape to assess the damage caused by the floods. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.